أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our journaling the Quran, we're now going to look at Surah Al-Luqman. This is Surah number 33. And we're going to look at Ayah 33. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O human beings, ittaqu rabbakum. Be God conscious. And then what does he say? وَخْشَوْ يَوْمًا. Be aware or fear the day. Be well aware of that day. Which day? لَا يَجْزِي وَالِدٌ عَنْ وَلَدِهِ. On the day when a dad will not be of any benefit to his son. And then he goes on. He says, وَلَا مَوْلُودٌ هُوَ عَجَازٍ عَنْ وَالِدِهِ شَيْئًا. Nor shall the child be in any way of benefit to his dad. They both will not be able to compensate each other. And this is talking about accountability on the Day of Judgment. And then Allah says, Inna wa'adallahi haq. Indeed, the promise of Allah is true. فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. Do not allow the life of the world to deceive you. To catch you in a place where you are not aware, in a place of heedlessness. In other words, don't let any moment, even an interaction, which is a closer interaction between parent and child, don't let that interaction take you away from the fact that you must be aware that you and I are accountable. And then he ends up while saying, وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. And don't let the deceiver deceive you in respect of Allah. One of the names of Shaitan is Gharur. And one who is Gharur is one who takes advantage of someone when there is a lack of awareness. So when you a little bit and your eyes are not on the ball of accountability, he will come and move us away. So it's a very strong statement, and it's in a surah where we find, and I'd like to go back just for a minute, we find the relationship between Luqman and his son in the world. Let's look at Ayah 13, وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانَ. And when Luqman said, that means at the very moment Luqman said, لِبْنِهِ, to his son, وَهُوَ يَعِذُهُ, and he was giving him counsel, giving him advice. Look what he says to his son, يَا بُنَيَّ. You know, even Prophet Yaqub uses Ya Bunayya with Prophet Yusuf. Bunayya is when you call your son with love. There's a connotation of intense love. And then using that surah where there is an intense love between father and the son, and the father is giving advice to the son of how to behave in the world, it ends, the surah ends, because this is the penultimate ayah, it ends by saying, on the Day of Judgment, even that relationship, that close relationship, will have no value whatsoever. There will be no benefit, because everybody will be looking out for themselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to be able to understand that we are accountable. And make our accounting easy and make one of those that he has blessed in the dunya and in the akhirah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.